The following lecture by Trigueirinho, The Art of Living in Current Times, with simultaneous translation into English, was recorded live in Argentina in June 2008.
Não existe pânico, nem insegurança, nem ansiedade.
There is no panic or insecurity or anxiety for those who enter into a relationship with what is beyond the surface of things,
aquilo que há também além da superfície
as well
do planeta.
As what is beyond the surface of the planet.
Porque é na superfície do planeta. E, portanto, na superfície
because it is
das
on the surface of the planet and therefore at the surface of things
extremamente caótica,
that an extremely chaotic situation exists and tends to get worse, it
Mas
tends to evolve.
Aqueles que buscam ir além da superfície,
but to those who make the effort to go beyond the surface, those who try to deepen matters,
isso se consegue indo para dentro de si mesmo,
which is achieved by going inward to the self,
nossa, onde tudo é seguro,
by moving toward that area of ourselves where everything is safe,
uma experiência
and
de
where
eternidade.
We gradually have an experience of eternity.
Para dentro de nós mesmos,
as we enter into ourselves,
vamos sentindo o eterno,
we gradually
aquilo que
feel
não acaba,
that which
aquilo
is eternal,
termina.
Which doesn't come to
e
an end, which never ends.
Um pouco mais,
and if we go even deeper,
uma estabilidade.
We find stability.
E se nós conseguimos fazer esse exercício,
and
fazer
if we manage
trabalho,
to complete that exercise, do that work,
entrar para dentro de nós mesmos,
if we manage to enter into ourselves,
voltamos para a superfície,
each time that we return to the surface,
mais fortes,
we come back stronger.
Voltamos mais seguros.
We come back feeling more confident.
A arte de viver sempre foi essa.
The art of living
desde
has
sempre.
Always been this way
Agora,
in all times.
Nos tempos atuais,
now in these times,
nos tempos em que tudo na superfície está caótico,
when everything on the surface
nunca foi
is chaotic,
tão importante
it has never
trabalho,
been so important
fazer esse exercício.
To do this work, to carry out
e à
this practice.
Que nós vamos fazendo esse exercício,
and as we practice this,
indo além da superfície das coisas,
as we gradually move beyond the surface of things, entering into ourselves,
criando um mundo novo.
We are creating a new world.
Novo não vai ser criado aqui na nossa frente.
A new world is not
o
going to be created in front
vai sendo
of us.
Criado, vai sendo elaborado,
a new world
vai
is gradually
existir,
created.
Vai sendo
it is gradually fashioned. It comes into existence. It is gradually strengthened as we get to know
então,
ourselves inwardly.
Numa parte interna do espaço,
so it is in an inner part
tipo
of space,
tempo,
in another kind
relógio.
Of time, not in this material
tipo
time of the clock, in a different kind of time,
outro tipo de espaço,
and in a different kind
of
space,
mesmos,
in another area of
ser,
our own selves,
é
in another region of our
novo.
Being. That the new world is gradually created.
Principalmente para esses pioneiros
and this new world is mainly
criar,
for those pioneers who help
criação.
Create it, who
e
cooperate
depois,
in its creation.
Outros vão participando,
and then
outros
afterwards,
vão
others begin to participate.
Para lá.
Others are also taken there.
Que vamos sendo levados
this
para lá,
statement that we are also taken there
ângulos.
Can be seen from various points of view.
Ser levados para lá
we may be
nós
carried
mesmos,
there
não?
By our own choice.
Pelo lado interno
we have
da
chosen
vida,
the inner side of life and the inner
então
side of things.
Nos levando para lá.
So we are
vamos
gradually taken there.
Sendo levados
we
por nós
are taken by our own initiative.
E se nós não conseguimos chegar além de ponto,
and if we do not manage to go beyond a certain point, but we have this longing to delve deeper, in this case we can be helped. Either we are helped by those consciousnesses who are already there, or we are assisted by brothers who have more experience than us, by elder brothers who are present in the parallel dimensions, in the planes that are parallel to the one where we are. We will always go through many tests. We will undergo tests during our quest. We will undergo tests during the journey. We are always being tested because we cannot stop learning. And it is through tests that we learn. It is through tests that we are taken into new situations and our vision gradually expands. We can make this work easier. We can make this work very simple and very natural if we are ready or if we are open to always keep on learning, to keep on endeavoring to know something we hadn't known yet, or to learn through everything that happens. So through some things that begin to take place, things that begin to happen, for instance, we can work on patience, which is a great quality, and we are always learning through whatever happens. So we have to observe what is happening. We have to pay attention to what takes place and not always change what is happening, because things are not always meant to be changed. Things have their rhythm. Things occur gradually in their own rhythm, so we can't always change things, but we can learn through them. We can learn through everything.
Nesses momentos críticos e nesses momentos de caos,
in these critical times, in these times of chaos, we should make the following choice. Are we or are we not taking part in life to learn? We have to choose, because if we are here to learn, each step puts us before a new situation, a new thing. We go on discovering other things. And as these dimensions, these external physical levels are confined to certain laws, if we are really willing to learn from all that is happening here, certain things will open up, certain planes will gradually be manifested, and dimensions will also become expansive and will be revealed to us. Thus we begin to live a process of inner organization within ourselves. We begin to live a process of rearranging what we find within ourselves. Little by little we come across things that are not always very orderly. We may find things within ourselves that are also a little chaotic. But because we turn inward and are willing to receive help, and help does come when we are pursuing all this, then we begin to take part in a reorganization which begins with us, it begins within us. So we begin to reorganize ourselves, and as we restructure ourselves, we are not placed on higher levels the way we are at this time. This is impossible. Because there is a lot of turmoil inside us. There is a lot of instability inside us. So we seek this life. We pursue this within the art of living. And we keep getting surprises. We find within ourselves things that are not the way we thought they were. So here, a closer work begins, an inner work begins. And when we take up this inner work, we begin to learn several things. We learn that to really see what is happening within, to understand that disorder, to see how to become organized there, how to deal with that, we learn that we have to be in silence. We have to be silent with ourselves.
Longe das críticas,
we have to stay far away from criticism,
observações,
far away from commentaries. We have to get away from all these things. We have to quieten ourselves.
Nos voltamos para dentro e não conseguimos
when we turn inward and are unable to reorganize ourselves, which is possible. If we cannot reorganize ourselves, then we ask for help. Whom do we ask for help? For what? Doesn't matter. Ask for help. Turn inward, look to what is on high, and ask for help. Many people don't know how to ask for help. They are very proud. They feel that they can solve everything on their own, so they do not ask for help. They do not know how to do this. But when you turn inward, looking up, not looking down, not listening to your subconscious or to what is happening outwardly, turn inward and ask for help from within and from on high. You need to find that place that is inward and higher. It is possible that what is inward and what is higher is the same thing. But at first one doesn't perceive this. So one has to find the way to look inward and to also look to something higher at the same time. Or to looking higher without forgetting to look inwardly, one has to blend that which is within with that which is higher. One has to merge these, and in this way, things become more assured, things become clearer. And if you really begin to look inwardly and higher, and you begin to perceive something, begin to contact it, you will then realize that the solution is not for you to suddenly be transported there the way you are now, or to be taken inward the way you are now. By searching and focusing there, you gradually discover that in the long run, you must begin to help those who are in more need than you. This is what we learn when we begin to turn inward. There is no school out here that teaches this, because the laws out here are of another kind. The tendencies are different. The movements are different. So you gradually discover that you need to help others. There is always something that needs aiding. There are brothers of yours, fellow beings of yours, in this kingdom, this human kingdom, but also in the other kingdoms, that always need help. And you gradually become aware through the inspiration that comes inwardly and from the higher aspect of your being, you become aware that the world is in agony, that the world needs help, that the planet needs help, that humanity needs help. But this perspective seems to be too broad. You don't know how to achieve this.
e que pode estar precisando de
the
muita
one
ajuda,
who may be at your side and who may be greatly in need of help is really a member of humanity, a cell of the planet,
então
a particle of the planet.
Mais amplo, mais
so you begin to carry out broader, more universal
então,
work through
mesa,
whatever is nearest you.
Esta deve estar
so
arrumada.
If you are at a table, the table
se
needs tidying.
Sentado,
if you are sitting down,
bem sentado,
you must sit correctly,
sentado,
not slouch,
sentado e pensando em
or stay
em pé.
Sitting down when you think
onde
you should be standing.
Estiver, o que você estiver
wherever
fazendo,
you are, or whatever you do,
olhar aquilo
look at
e
that
fazer aquilo com um pouco mais de cuidado,
and do it
com um
a little more carefully, a little more
pode,
attentively.
Por exemplo, começar
for example, you cannot begin
mundo,
to tidy up the things of the world
inspirado,
the way you are inwardly being inspired to do
arrumado,
if you are not tidy.
Se você está
so
arrumado.
You have to ask yourself
e
if you are orderly.
Se arrumar,
and if you really want to be orderly,
todos os níveis,
you look at
desde o nível
all
físico,
levels, from the physical
limpo,
on up,
se você não
to
está
see if you are clean,
se você não
to
está
see if you are tidy,
sujas,
to see if your nails are trimmed, to see if
refeições.
You brushed your teeth
é
after meals. Do you
é
see how simple
simples.
It is? It's very simple.
Vem de dentro toda esta visão.
All
você
of this perception
arrumar.
Comes from within.
Você precisa se
you
harmonizar.
Need to be orderly.
Você
you need to be well-groomed. You need to have counterpoise. You need to adjust yourself on the levels where you are incarnated.
De verdade,
if you really begin to do this,
com isto,
if you really take this up
nessa prática,
and
nessa
practice it,
de arrumação,
if you pursue
nessa busca
this
de ordem,
tidiness, if you pursue this order, if you pursue this organization, if you are striving for this, you are going to receive the help you need to accomplish it. But we are not yet ready for this. We are far from it, very far from it. This is because our inner eyes are still not open, isn't it so? We are looking only in one direction. So we are not ready to see everything. I am not ready right now to notice the state of my clothes at the back because I do not have circular sight to see behind me. But I could have. I could have. I could have inner vision. I could have higher vision. I could see what is going on all around me. I could see all of this. I could. This is possible. This is within what is feasible for us. This is on
então,
our path. So we have to
fazer.
Decide what
para
path we want to follow.
Ir?
In what direction
é
do we want to go?
Prioridade?
What is our priority?
Se a nossa prioridade é conhecer tudo
is
isso?
Our priority
se a
to get to know all of this?
É viver
is our priority
esta vida mais ampla?
To live this broader
ou se a nossa
life?
Prioridade
or
é estar
is
aqui
our priority simply to be here?
Plano que o reino animal?
On almost the same level as the
então,
animal kingdom.
Ver
so we have to determine our priority, what we intend to do, where we want to go, what our purpose is. We have to ask ourselves these questions. These things have to be questioned. These things have to be asked.
Nós sabemos que em nós existe uma molécula.
We know that there is a molecule in us that still hasn't been awakened. We know this. In us, there are areas, nuclei, that have not yet been awakened. And in those still unawakened nuclei, we will discover other feelings, other thoughts, other actions.
Mas temos que realmente buscar isso.
But we really have to look for them.
Olhe, nós precisaríamos aprender a receber
we have to learn to receive the answer to all of our questions
e a todas essas necessidades.
And to all of our needs.
Porque qualquer necessidade que a gente tenha,
because no matter what our needs are,
que a gente precise,
whatever
seja
we
que for,
need, no matter what it is,
aquilo para suprir.
There is something that can fulfill it. There is no human need that cannot be provided for. There is no real, authentic spiritual need that cannot be fulfilled. All that is lacking can be supplied. But we really have to know where to look for it and how to look for it. We have to learn not to do things only on our own. We are very proud, as we know. We need to learn to do things together with others, but not only with others here in the world, with others here in these dimensions, with others here on this earth. We also need to learn to do things together with others who are on other levels of consciousness, on other planes, on other planets, in other universes, in other galaxies.
Nós temos que aprender a fazer as coisas com os outros.
We need to learn to do things with others. We need to learn to work cooperatively.
And of course,
we begin to learn to do this here. When we begin to work together with others, we begin to discover group work. And then, having discovered group work, we begin to develop group work. To develop group work, we need to follow a very basic law. In a group, we always take the last place. This is fundamental to begin to work as a group. Take the last place. So if our group is standing in a queue, we go to the end of it. If there are many seats, we try to take the one that is farthest back. This develops group consciousness in us. Group consciousness does not develop when we put ourselves ahead of the others, when we want to stand out from others. Group consciousness begins to awaken when we turn inward, and when we take the last place, it begins at that point. We turn inward and put ourselves last. This does not mean to hide, it means taking the last place. We do not need to hide, because there, in the last place, doing what we have to do there at the end, somebody in the group will see us there and will say, come a little closer, come on. We look around to see if that voice, that beckoning call, is an illusion. And if it isn't, we go forward slowly, we go cautiously. We go cautiously because we have to be very guarded about ourselves. We may want to arrive quickly and then spoil everything. And then we have to go back because we have to learn step by step. We have to learn step by step. So we stay at the back, doing what we have to do there, looking inward, looking higher, developing the right tasks for that place, tasks suited to that position. Because when we have developed something correctly and authentically, we no longer need to stay there because we have already learned. Then we can take a little step forward, and someone else who was waiting for us to give up our place can come and sit down in our place. Then the other person begins his or her own learning process, and you are now a little bit closer to the front. As we are a little closer to the front, we look to that fellow being as our brother, who is a little ahead and who may be needing help, may be needing some collaboration, may be needing us to radiate something to him or her, may be needing us to take him or her into our heart, even without saying anything, even with when we are not even looking at the person, or we are not taking part in what is happening there. Because some of us who want to help like to dominate. We like to barge in. We like to intrude. We like to tap on the shoulder and say, hey, I want to help you, just like that. So we have to do this in a very unobtrusive inward manner, because from within, from this other dimension, from this other space, from this other time, something begins to radiate. Something begins to radiate, and something should begin to change. So, when we do this, something begins to open up in us that is a little broader, a little more universal, and we begin to realize that things are not limited the way we see, or the way we feel, or we perceive, but everything gradually becomes perceptible, things begin to become revealed, and we begin to receive universal forces. This is a very important stage. At this point, we will begin to receive universal forces. We will begin to receive universal ideas. We will begin to learn to be open to universal things, to broader things. And when up against something that is vast, when up against that which is much broader, when up against something universal that is being received, we will begin to develop many other things that couldn't begin to be developed in these dimensions here, that couldn't begin to be developed with concepts from here, with outlooks from here, or with this kind of life. Even though the life may be very orderly, even though the life may be perfect, it needs a touch of universality. It needs that touch. It needs a breath of universality. It needs a universal impulse. And we have to prepare for this. Because everything that is beyond our daily needs and everything that is beyond human, terrestrial, planetary, economic, social, and psychological processes, all these are beyond. The solution is all farther away. We must seek it farther away. It is in service to others, in providing for the needs of others, in looking out for what others may be needing, in order to try to help them, to cooperate with them or help them find a solution. Here is where we find the key to begin to perceive the universe, to begin to perceive humanity in a different way, to begin to perceive our fellow humans who are not limited to those incarnated here. There are other brothers of ours on other planes, in other dimensions, who have already gone through this process we are undergoing now. They have already experienced it. They have lived through all this. They have resolved all this. And they are our brothers on another level. They are brothers of ours who are developing other levels of consciousness. This is what we have to reach in these times of chaos. We have to get to this point. We have to be aware of other planes, other levels, other brothers. And if we seek this, if we are firmly dedicated to this, they talk to us. This universe talks to us. These planes begin to talk to us. They begin to reach us. Each of us undergoes this experience in his or her own way. We each develop this experience in our own style. And this is not the same for everybody. It is not the same for all. Let us give the example of a very well-known being. You have all heard about Helena Blavatsky. Helena Blavatsky used to go to the work table to write The Secret Doctrine,
na folha de papel onde ela ia escrever
and
o texto,
she would find the text written on her notepad, which had been written by somebody, but not her. This is an historic fact. This is a known fact. She used to sit down to write the secret doctrine and would find a page of the text already written there. Who wrote it? Who wrote that page? All she had to do was to gather the pages and put them together with the others she had written, and that's how the book took shape. So there are times when things can be a little beyond our capacity to resolve and accomplish. But if we are really willing to serve as she was, because this was the one thing she had to accomplish, so when we are serving, we might get up and say to ourselves, let me take a breather so I can continue, because I don't know how to carry this forward. When you get back, you may find it already finished. If it happened to one person, it can happen to anyone. We only have to have the same intent. It is a question of intent. It is a question of our having a certain intent within ourselves, of having a certain purpose. Then all that we were destined to do, and if it is not possible, we will find it already done. It will be done in some way. Our brothers from other planes and other dimensions, our collaborators who are not here on the physical level, who are not sitting here with us right now unless they become materialized, although they are not materialized, they are still with us, but on other dimensions, on other planes, and they help us. But they cannot do things instead of us. We have to do our part as far as we can. If some need requires us to go beyond our limits, we can even try to go beyond our limits, can even succeed in this. There are some who transcend their limits. There are some who do. But if there is a need, if the needs of the plan of evolution, if the needs of the world, if the needs of a fellow being, if the needs of humanity, if the needs of the universe require us to go beyond our limits, and if we are really not able to, then this help is given to us. One of our brothers assists us, and this unites us even more. This unites us more and more. So the plan of evolution often gives us certain tasks that we cannot fulfill completely, because the plan of evolution wants other elder brothers, it wants more advanced brothers to cooperate with us, for us to learn to work together, so that we can learn to do what is needed. And of course, what is needed can exceed our capacity, but we have to be open so that it can be provided regardless of our not knowing how to do it, of not being able to do it, but the fact that we do not have sufficient ability to do something doesn't mean that this is not meant to be done, because if it is meant to be done, it has to be done. And if we cannot do it, then be open so that it may be done in some way. Then we will begin to perceive the hierarchy. We will begin to feel the presence of the spiritual hierarchy. We will begin to feel these brothers who are close to us, but we cannot see them and cannot perceive them because we are enclosed in this material world. We are very committed to certain laws which limit us and which we also have to fulfill. And so we have to discover this art of fulfilling what has to be accomplished on the material level. But without forgetting that there is a universe all around of which we are a particle. And in carrying out one's material things, in carrying out one's current task, in carrying out what has to be done now, let's not forget to leave a door open within us. Let's not forget to leave a door open within our heart, to leave a door open within our emotional world, to leave a door open within our mind, within our mental world. Let's not be too rigid with our minds, otherwise our minds will gradually close up and we will not open the doors in our minds to these subjects and we will not have doors open to new ideas. Our doors will not be open to the brothers who are on the mental plane, ready to help, ready to cooperate. So our entire being on all levels, on the physical, the emotional, the mental, the spiritual levels, on all levels, we must keep these doors open. We keep the doors open, but always look inward, look higher, otherwise we may open a door to something that is not wanted, because there are doors of all kinds, aren't there? There are doors to the light, and there are also doors to other zones, other areas. So let's open doors within ourselves, in our bodies, in our minds, but always looking inward, not losing this connection. Because in this way, the correct door will be opened. In these times, there are beings who are prepared, ready and available in other dimensions, on other planes, willing to cooperate with us. Because they cannot do certain things here in this world where we are, because it is not their world. So not one of them is able to come here to accomplish anything. But through us, they can do things here, through us, with our cooperation. We become their channels, we become their instruments, like threads by which we link them to the external world. So today, in these chaotic times, we cannot ignore this reality, because here we are completely blind. Here we are totally befuddled. Here we are confused, because there is a widespread confusion here that has to evolve. It has to evolve and reach its highest point. It still hasn't reached its climax. We can see the confusion that is out there on the roadways, and we still haven't seen the clutter on roadways at the same time that a volcano is erupting, at the same time that crevices are opening up in the earth. We still have not reached that point. So we have to be inside all of this. We have to see all of this, but try to remain lucid, no matter what is happening, to remain lucid in whatever is taking place. And these brothers are going to find points of cooperation in us. They are going to find instruments in us. So a healer on the other plane can use our hands, can use our arms, can use our fluid to heal somebody, to remove somebody's pain.
pode usar o nosso cérebro.
This being can use our brain, can use our mind, so that our brain, our mind, our mouth can express something valid, can express something that can be of use during these times of chaos. Without this relationship, we who are directly in touch with all of this cannot really be of any help at all. We can only add on things that are similar to what is already there. We need this inner contact.
Esses outros planos,
contact
e com esses outros níveis,
with these other planes,
ou com esses outros
and
seres,
with these other levels, or with these other beings, or with these other consciousnesses, or with these other energies, whatever.
Lá,
but it must be focused
alto,
there, focused on the higher levels and
então,
focused within.
Nós podemos estar em contato com isso,
so we can be in contact with this and things can begin to happen differently. But they are not going to begin to be different if we do not have this contact, if we have not practiced this, or if we are not open to this contact.
É muito necessário buscar esse contato.
It is very necessary for us to seek this contact. It is very necessary to seek this dialogue.
A trabalhar estas coisas,
if we had begun
anterior,
to work with these things in a previous
então
life,
um certo
then we would have already done some work on our levels of consciousness.
Então,
so the first time we would attempt to make contact, it could come about. But it is because we had already worked on this in a previous lifetime. This is why it could happen immediately. But if it does not, we have to work on it a bit. And normally we have to be a little dedicated to this. We have to be committed to it. And as we pursue this, each of us will begin to develop a certain level of contact, because the levels of contact are not the same, they are different. So if you begin to do this in this lifetime, if this is the first step you are taking, you will have a certain level of contact. So keep on. However, if you already began in a past lifetime and obviously don't remember it, you will begin this contact and you will see that it is good because you had already begun the contact. You had already developed it. No matter where you are, whether making this contact or seeking this contact on other planes or other dimensions, with humanities, with other worlds, with hierarchies, with other energies, wherever you may be, on whatever level you may be doing this, you will be assisted. Because there are servers of the plan of evolution, there are messengers of the plan of evolution. There are angels, there are devas, there are human souls, there are consciousnesses of all the kingdoms of nature. We can be aided even by a plant being. We can be aided even by an animal being. We can be aided by a mineral being. And we can also be aided by a human being who is on the other side, ready to do this, to serve. All those consciousnesses are there to reach out to us. They are there to reach us. If you begin to respect, if you begin to take care of, or if you begin to not plunder the mineral kingdom, the plant kingdom, the animal kingdom, the human kingdom, if you begin to stop plundering, if you begin to have respect, a process begins. They draw closer. Those consciousnesses draw closer to our consciousness. And thus our work will be broader, our work will be much more adequate, because we can count on mineral life, we can count on plant life, we can count on animal life, we can count on human life as a whole, we can count on spirits.
A contar com estas coisas.
We need to learn to count on these things.
que dependemos
we have to realize that we depend on all of these things in order to participate in a greater plan of evolution, and not simply go on here delimited by our business, our processes, our needs, our roommates, our next door neighbors, our country neighbors, the bordering countries. I don't know what else. We have to go up higher. We have to move beyond that level. We have to leave that dimension in order to help this dimension more. Each human race represents one aspect of this work, and we have already been through other human races. In this current race, and when I say this current race, I mean the one living in these times. I am not making a racial commentary such as happens in the world. So in this current race, we represent a particular knowledge, and we have to let go of this knowledge. And in this current race, we can already contact parallel and higher planes and levels of consciousness. This is the development process in the present race. The development process is not just to plant wheat or rice, or to know how to plant wheat or rice. The developmental process is to relate to other planes of consciousness. So you could be driving a tractor, you could be cultivating the soil, you could be cooking, you could be working in some place, but you should not be looking towards other planes of consciousness. You should not be enslaved by a level of consciousness that you have already attained. So the real prisoners may not be those who are in prison cells, because someone called Sri Aurobindo, while imprisoned in a cell, without any light, even to be able to write, was able to find the inner world there. It doesn't have anything to do with our living experience. Here there are several questions. How do I live spiritually if I have a wife, if I have children, if I have a house, how do I do it? How did Sri Aurobindo do it? How did he have cosmic consciousness while imprisoned in a dark cell? How did he do it? How was he able to do it? Could he have done that on his own by himself? Or could it be that he had counted on all these parallel things, all these higher things? He surely counted on those. And you also know a book called A World Within a World. This book has been translated into Spanish. It is a very important book. And this book tells about a group of prisoners in a freezing cave below the earth, in a freezing cave in Siberia. You can imagine how cold they must have been, how hungry, how thirsty, how much in need of light. And in those conditions, a hierarchical being became materialized in the cave. He became materialized there. The book says so. He taught them several things that they did not know. So a learning experience took place there. Could it be that those men were taken to that place in order for them to stop being distracted? So they were taken to a place where there was nothing more to distract them. Could it be that some of us are prisoners of something or other, so that we should be distracted less? Could it be that there is someone controlling us from head to foot? Because if we were not in control of ourselves from head to foot, we would all be sidetracked. So, first of all, we have to recognize our situation and accept it, because this situation of ours is the most appropriate for us to receive the learning that we need. Don't you see? Either we perceive this, or we will not even begin the process.
que precisa.
If people think they need an archangel to come and change the situation so that they can begin to learn something or other, they are simply going to wait.
Porque nenhum arcanjo vai fazer isso.
Because no archangel will do this.
A não ser que seja alguém
unless
daqui,
it is somebody from here disguised as an archangel.
Porque existe isso
because
também.
This does exist.
Existe isso também,
and it
não
also
só
exists outside of the carnival parades.
Existe isso também
this
nos
also
planos.
Exists on the other
existe
planes.
Isso também no plano astral.
It also exists on the astral plane.
Lá, sim,
one can see an archangel on the astral plane
então,
that is not really there.
Interno,
so we need this inner
alto,
contact with
coisas.
What is higher
mas
in order to sort things out.
Estas coisas,
but these things,
sem contar as falsidades,
without
né,
considering the false things, we are not talking about false things. These things can become
frente.
Manifested
hoje,
right before us.
Na
today,
nossa
they become manifested
nós
right
sabemos,
in front of
exemplo,
us. We know, for example, that in a previous conference, we know that during the meals that day or one of those days, we know that materialized intraterrestrial beings were present in the same room. Why didn't we see them? How was it that we arrived and did not converse with them? How was it that we sat at the table with them and didn't have lunch with them? Why? What do we lack? They are there.
Eles estão aí.
They are there.
Entre vocês, se tiver gente vidente ou clarividente ou
if there had been clairvoyants or seers or sensitives among you, they would have
sabe
known that
aqui.
These beings are there.
Que falta para nós?
They know
temos
that they are
contato.
Here. What is lacking in us to make that contact?
Nos
what is missing in us to be able to attune with them? Because we are not self-sufficient. We are not self-sufficient.
E eles precisam também se
and they also
conosco
have to integrate with us
colaborar com
in order to cooperate with what is here.
Eles, que já são mais evoluídos,
though they,
eles sentem uma
who are more evolved, feel a deep and real inner need to cooperate with what is going on here.
Se eles não
if they do not
criação,
cooperate with what is happening here, if
they
do not collaborate with creation, if they are not in those places in creation where there is a need for development, they are not
inteiros.
Complete,
eles
they are not whole.
Conosco.
They need to collaborate with us. They have this need because their need is to expand more and more, and their consciousness take part in everything, in everything. We have to be aware of this. We have to make certain choices. Are we going to cooperate with this plan of evolution in that which is, it is indicating as the step we are to take now? Or are we, or are we not going to cooperate? Because there are those of us who may not want to. They say, I don't want to know about such things. I want to know about resolving the things that are going on here. Very well, it is a choice. If you are not going to choose it today, you will do so tomorrow. If you do not do it tomorrow, you will do it the day after tomorrow. If you do not do it the day after tomorrow, you will do it next year, if we are all here. Next year. If you do not do it next year, you will do it in another lifetime. You will do it on another planet. You will do it. But you are going to do this. There is no way for you not to do this because we are part of a single life, of one life, and this one life has its project. This one life has to arrive somewhere, and you will get there whether you want to or not.
Vamos experimentar querer.
Let us try to want to.
Porque se a gente experimenta
because
querer,
if we experience this kind
processo.
Of wanting to, we will get to know a different process. We will get to know a different rhythm. We will get to know a different energy. We will get to know joy.
Vai conhecer saúde.
We will get to know health.
Vai conhecer paz.
We will get to know peace.
Nós temos aqui Muitas perguntas.
We have a lot of questions sent in here.
Quais seriam nesses momentos as coisas a estimular nas crianças?
In these times, what should be stimulated in children?
Você procure falar com eles.
Try to talk with the children about the levels of consciousness. Talk to them about these things. And they will then find a companion because they have already awakened to this in them. They do not talk about it because they don't want to bother you.
Como fazer com os niños?
So what should we do with the children? Talk to the children
about
these things, to see what they think about them, and to
coisas.
See what they already know about such things. Because
agora,
those who are being born at this time come much more prepared in this matter than we,
então,
when we were born.
Entrar neste diálogo
so try
com eles,
dialoguing with them, and you will see
tem,
what kind of children you have. Because perhaps
você
you don't even know your child yet. Perhaps you
casa.
Haven't even realized whom you have at home. Try it out.
E esta pessoa diz que formou uma família,
and someone says
e que
she has built a family and now she would like the family to stop intervening in her work of evolution.
O seu trabalho evolutivo
your
pode ser
evolutionary
feito com
work
família,
can be carried
família,
out with a family, without a family,
família,
in a good family, in a disorganized family. Evolutionary
lugar,
work can be done anywhere, under any conditions, with
lado.
Anybody.
Isso não tem nada a ver com sua família.
It has nothing to do with your family.
Você está em família para aprender alguma coisa.
You are in a family in order to learn something, and the family
coisa.
Is with you
então
to learn something. So learn what you are meant to learn there.
Talvez você tenha que aprender a lavar louça.
Maybe you have to
talvez
learn how to wash dishes. Maybe you have to learn
talvez
to be patient. Maybe
outro.
You have to learn how to bathe someone.
Então
you have to learn
família.
To do those
ou
things.
Ou
and this
jeito.
Is only
tem
done
muita,
in a family or in some other way.
There
are many, many ways to learn. It has nothing to do with what we are talking about. What we are talking about here is something between you and your inner self, not between you and your child or your husband or your wife, your house, your society. For heaven's sakes, just look at this society. The matter is between you and yourself. This is the issue. Do not try to avoid this, because there is no way to avoid this. There is no way. Even if you had a lot of children, all wanting to help you, they would not be able to do so if you are not facing your own self. Nobody can do this for you. Nobody. So your life, or your work,
seu sistema vivencial,
how you experience things,
vive.
The country where you live, all of these
com o
have nothing
trabalho.
To do with the real work. They have nothing
agora,
to do with it.
Que você faz o seu
now,
trabalho,
after you have begun doing your real work, after you have faced yourself and you
união,
have resolved this unification, and the union with that which is on high, the union with others who know more than you, after you have resolved this, then you will begin to be useful here, but not before. If you are simply like the rest who are here, you can do very little. You can give someone clothing, but he or she will go on feeling inner chill. You can give food, you can give vitamins, serum, blood transfusions. You can do all of that, but they need spiritual food. What then? So there is a point here that has to do with us. And each one of us who connects with this point, each one of us who reaches this point, begins to radiate a wave, begins to radiate a vibration that stimulates others to do the same. When I say others, I don't mean only people. I mean animals, plants, minerals, devas, I mean everything. It stimulates everything. After that contact begins, our vibration may be more useful for a dog than for a human being. The type of vibration that we develop may work first with an animal rather than with a human being. We do not know these things. We still do not have this kind of perception. We need this.
See,
we were answering a question that was raised before this talk began. The person asked about Erx and about Iberá, which are the two planetary centers located on the etheric plane of Argentina, in this country. I say on the etheric plane because both Erx and Iberá are cosmic. They are not limited to Argentina. But on the etheric plane, they have an anchorage in Argentina. In Argentina, they have a contact with the center of the Earth, so they are here. And both centers have cosmic connections. They have connections with other planets. They have connections with the astrological signs. Each planetary center has several connections. And if we seek this inner contact, we will find the one which in principle is also our planetary contact. And from then on, we will begin to get to know, to contact, to recognize all that the planetary centers have to give to us, to the planet, to humanity. And so we begin to collaborate with them.
Iberá,
here in Argentina, for example, Iberá has primordially been in charge of the redemption of matter. So if you make a telepathic contact, you only have to think of Iberá. Think of Iberá. Make a telepathic contact with Iberá, and something will start to come. Make a contact with your heart. Open your heart to this planetary center. Open your heart to this nucleus. And through your heart, you begin to receive things. Or the same thing with Erx. These centers are really here. And what are we doing with them? Are we only reading about them or listening to CDs about them, knowing that they exist? So what are we doing about them? What are we doing with them? These are very real things. And they are physical as well. Because on the physical level, which is the etheric level, there are subtle levels of the physical where they are present. Many have already seen the lights of Erx. Many have already seen the lights of Iberá with their physical eyes. All of that is accessible to us here. And in these days, all of this is present, not only to be known intellectually, mentally, it is here to be lived. Contact with all of this that is here is meant to be experienced.
Uma pessoa está perguntando como é que ela vai ser resgatada.
Someone is asking how she is going to be rescued at the time of the planetary rescue. How will she be rescued if she is not under a planetary center, if she is not in one of the energy centers of the Earth? We will be taken wherever we are. Wherever we happen to be, there we will be taken. This may be in the physical body or not in the physical body, depending on the case. If the physical body is of no more use, it is discarded there, and we will be taken away with our other bodies. We will be taken wherever we are.
E outra pessoa está perguntando se Mirna já.
And someone else is asking if Mirna Jan is being manifested on the physical level through Figueira, and if Aurora is to be manifested on the physical level through the work that is being started in Uruguay. This person is asking, should not Erx also become manifested on the physical level? It should do so. But Erx needs our self-offering. It needs our cooperation. We have to approach Erx and declare, I am here. Because of all the planetary centers, Erx was the one that became most physically manifested, and it is the one that has been in manifestation the longest. It must be waiting for somebody to make an inward move. It must be waiting for someone to say, look, I am here, use me, I am ready. However, this should be done cautiously, so that you are not running away from something, because if you are running away from something and say, look, I am here, no planetary center will come looking for you. Because first you have to resolve your own affairs here. You have to resolve your own things or find the way to connect with your spirit. And through your spirit, resolve those things, because spirit can resolve anything. So connect with your spirit and offer yourselves. So if you feel that Erx can become manifested on the physical level, as we believe it can, then offer yourself. Say to Erx, I am here. And another person asks if we are ready to found spiritual centers. We are not the ones who found spiritual centers. None of us can found a spiritual center. Spiritual centers are set up by the hierarchy, by higher energies. And we are the anchors for these things to take place. We are the channels. So you can offer yourself, make yourself available, try to let go, detach from things that are not the planetary centers, let go of all that is not the planetary centers within yourself, detach from that, free yourself. Then you are adequately prepared. Or the centers work with you, they help you, they prepare you, they heal you so that you can reach a certain state. There is always a starting point. You have to begin. You have to take a step.
Uma pessoa pergunta como podemos trabalhar pelo continente africano.
And someone is asking how we can work for the African continent. We know that on this planet, the continent of Africa is the symbol of enormous suffering. It symbolizes a great deal of suffering. And the way to help can be external, or it can be inward. It can be through prayer. It can be through reciting mantras. It can be by radiating. And it can also be through helping in a material way. If you want to help Africa, place that desire within yourself. Make yourself available. And if it is Africa that you are to help first, your path will be open. Now, if you intend to help Africa, and right away someone comes knocking on the door, seeking a word from you, then it is because that had to come first. If you want to help Africa and you dream that your relationship with someone from your family is hurtful, first make your peace with that person and then go and help Africa. Otherwise, you will go to help Africa taking with you all that poison of your family relationship. You will take that poison over there for those people to distill. And they already have an awful lot to distill, many things. Is this the time to live in community, someone asks? Well, we have been talking about group life. Group life is life among souls. When referring to spiritual groups, this means souls that are together, cooperating with one another and forming a group, a task force. Group means souls. We never use the word community because community is more at the level of personality. And we really believe that the flow of the soul is what heals personalities. In order to work with personalities, we could be doctors, we could be psychologists, we could be nutritionists, we could be tailors to clothe people. We have all the professions in this world to work for community. We can choose any one of them and thus help the community and live in community. To have group life, to work as a group, to serve as a group, we have to seek inner contact, to seek the soul, because it is in the soul that one works as a group, and it is from the soul that the energy comes for group work here. And of course, if someone or other is doing this kind of inner quest, then there is potential for a group to form. But external activity alone is not enough. That is community. It is a communal thing, but it is not a group or spiritual. Very well. Here we can close off. Thank you very much for the invitation to come here. Thank you very much for having paid so much attention. And just don't say thank you to me. Say that you are going to pay attention to your inner levels, that you are going to pay attention to the other levels, to the other planes that are going to turn inward, that you are going to change your attitude in life. This would mean that our trip here was not fruitless and that our gathering here was not fruitless. Thank you.